not just in the countryside, but everywhere, about the whole issue of farm safety. The whole topic has been on this programme before, and I have no apology for bringing it to the fore again. I want to speak to Brian Monson, who's the Deputy Chief Executive for the Health and Safety Executive NI. Brian, good morning.
Good morning, Frank.
Brian, this ongoing farm safety partnership is calling on everyone involved in farming to get behind the latest farm safety initiative. And Farm Safety Week is running actually this week, isn't it?
That's correct, this week. And it's running not only just in Northern Ireland, but throughout Britain and Ireland, all the farm safety partnerships have got together to raise awareness of the issue of farm safety.
And sadly, it's a topic that we need to discuss, that we need to highlight, because there just might be some farmer reversing a tractor at this moment who's pausing to think, have I cleaned the rearview mirrors on this before I reverse over someone?
Sadly, indeed. You know, since the year 2000, there's 102 people have lost their lives in the farming industry in Northern Ireland. And that's a statistic that we really have to turn around. So what we're saying this week is that it's a busy time, and we really need people just to stop and think a little bit about what they're doing. And by stopping and thinking, a lot of the incidents could be prevented.
The main issues are the falls. This happens time and again. There are so many heights on farms, men climbing, women climbing, people just scrambling around. You can fall. The machinery itself goes without saying, it is dangerous, but it's particularly dangerous because of those rotating shafts that are sometimes spinning round, and clothing can be caught in them. Slurry is the other issue, forever been spoken about. Heavy animals crushing you, that is another big one. And ongoing, how safe is your child if he or she's in the vicinity of the farm? Is it possible to get to zero, like on the road to zero for road accidents? I think that is more or less impossible. But farms, I'm not so sure. I think we could work hard enough, if we worked hard enough at it, eradicate farm accidents practically entirely.
I agree with you entirely. This can be done. It's not going to happen overnight. But we have seen huge advances in terms of many aspects of farm safety, and we can get there. But Frank, even if we stop one serious incident or a fatality, this will have been well worthwhile. And the sorts of things we're asking there, you've gone through the list. Everybody knows the list now of the things that are causing the problems, causing the accidents and the tragedies. What we're trying to do this week is through simple guidance and through using people who have had unfortunate incidents, who tell their story and tell people the simple things they could do to prevent these sorts of accidents. We're trying to get the message out. You have it in your hands to stop these accidents. You can prevent the accident happening to yourself.
And will people be able to see the commentators? For example, I know one young man is William Sowers from across in Tyrone. He lost an arm when he was young on the family farm. I think he's going to be commenting. Other people as well, a gentleman called Alexandra Martin, admitting he was lucky not to be killed. Can these commentaries be seen online, or are they going to be presentations, live presentations somewhere?
There'll be live presentations, but also they're available online. And each day through the week, there's a different focus on each day through the week. Each day through the week on HSENI's YouTube channel, you'll be able to have a look at those. And I would thoroughly recommend people to have a look at William Sayers, which is up today. William is a wonderful gentleman who, as you say, lost his arm as a young man in an accident. And he is an absolute credit to the industry in terms of what he does about spreading the message about simple safety and the effect that this has had on him.
Well, Brian, let's hope we're not reporting on the news any farm tragedies during the course of this summer or this year. Thanks for coming on again. Thanks for your time.
Thanks, Frank.
That's Brian Monson, Deputy Chief Executive for the Health and Safety Executive of NI. If you're a farmer, I hope you're listening to him. And indeed, if you're someone who just occasionally visits farms or you're in the vicinity of farms, think about the dangers and think about the hard work that the farmers are doing and the challenges that they face.